Friends, this is the last chapter of your financial management book, and I am going to conclude this chapter for giving some insight about the financial management in public enterprises or public sector enterprises. When you use the word public sector enterprises or PSU, you will understand that there is a control of government, and you know how the government is functioning. Government has social responsibilities more that prevails over the over and above the what their personal or at the official manufacturing or whatever may be the units which are controlled by them. Beyond that, they have to take care of the social impact of their decisions, their pricing, etc. So, how the public sector units like railways, like buses, or maybe any other transports, if you take into consideration, why it is at very less value they are providing the services, they are sustaining the losses. What is the process they are following? Is it adjustable? Is it digestible by them? Whether the allocation of the funds, from which sources they are getting, how they are managing this, who is the controlling authority, and how it is getting approved, how the budget allocation is happened. So, in the public sector enterprises, that we have to understand also while concluding this financial management, because it is also forming the part of a financial management. So, as to take into consideration the financial management in the public enterprises, I have taken into consideration some of the topics for our discussion, which consist of the understanding the public enterprises, then public sector undertaking, then some of the capital expenditure decision, how it is taken for these entities like public sector undertaking, then budgeting, pricing, guidelines for the public sector undertaking, then profitability and efficiency of the public sector, as well as role of financial advisor, whoever he may be acting, what is his role, as well as public enterprises policy in public sector undertaking and the problems of financial management in public sector undertaking. These are some of the topics which I have taken into for consideration for your understanding the management, that financial management in public sector undertaking. With this, I am trying to introduce what the government intervention and in the economic system of the social and economic reason is now clearly acceptable, which is now clearly acceptable by everyone and has come to the stay. Because unless some kind of decision is taken by the government and the public sector undertaking are functioning at the level taking into consideration the requirement of the public for the as a social cause, the country will not survive. The governments all over the world, particularly in the developing countries, have gone far beyond the indicative planning to the prices, wages, and numerous other controls and the state entrepreneurship. Radical transformation from purely agri and economy to one of the important industrialized nations of the world, and demolishing the regimented or the structural society to one based for the social justice would not have been possible without the emphasis which had been laid down in the growth and development of the public enterprises. So, role of public enterprises is very important, and it is very critical. It is critical to manage also. That is the reason why most of the things you are getting at the cheaper rates, which are produced by the government entrepreneurs. In countries where the private enterprises are heralded industrial development, this cost where it is borne by through the bankruptcies, then by virtual employment of the monopoly of the power, then subsidies offered by the government, through the multinational operations with all its consequences. These are some of the reasons where it is worth considering that the cost of national gestation. Because in private sector, it's a completely different segment altogether, where there is a strict control measures are there, but in the public enterprises, really it overheads of the national economic development, which gets reflected in the books of many public enterprises. If you consider the definition of the public enterprises, it's nothing but the ownership is lying with the government to the extent of not less than 50%, and it is under the top management the control of the owing to the public authority which is engaged in the activities of the business charter, business characters, and the market, its outputs and the shape of the goods and the services of the services for a price. 5 years plan is always applicable for any public sector undertakings. Another term which is used for the public enterprises is public undertaking also. Strictly speaking, any activity of the government, business or otherwise is its undertaking, but the term perhaps has limited use of the industrial and commercial activity. That is why it is called as public sector undertaking. It's used regarding the parliamentary committee on public undertaking. But very same enterprises is converted by the parliamentary committee or dealt with by Bureau of Public Enterprises in the Ministry of Industry. Public enterprises are also referred as government controlled enterprises, state economic enterprises, and national companies. In many Latin American and African countries, public enterprises is known as parastata, whereas in UK, the public enterprises is known as nationalized industry. Introduction of the public sector undertaking. Before independence, participation of the public sector undertaking in economic development of the country was almost nil. Railways, post, telegraph, aircraft, port trust, ordnance factories were only the undertaking under the government control. It was only after the industrial policy in 1956 came into the existence, the public sector undertaking got fillip. These socialistic pattern of the development adopted by the government also encouraged the setting up of the public undertakings. Public sector undertaking plays a dominant role at present, and these undertaking include departmental enterprises, financial institutions, and non-departmental enterprises or the government companies. Capital expenditure decision in public sector undertaking. How the capital expenditure is done? The government of India decided way back in 1961 that financial pattern would have a debt equity ratio 1:1. Every new project will have half the investment in equity capital and other half investment in debt instruments. A decision about the capital expenditure involves number of organizations, and these organizations in the public sector are in the public sector organization are board of directors of the undertaking, then administrative ministry, then public investment board, then planning commission, finance ministry, Bureau of Public Enterprises, and Director General of Technical Development. These are the entities or organization which are involved in taking of the new scheme under the public enterprises. Every capital expenditure proposal is first discussed at the board of director level of the concerned enterprises. Then the board can decide only up to certain amount, and the proposal requires more investment are recommended by the board of concern administrative ministry. After a proper study of the ministry, the proposal is either sent to the public investment board or the project appraisal division, And depending upon the cost involved, the PAD, that is Public Apparatus Division, evaluates the proposal requiring rupees 1 crore or more, whereas PIB deals with the proposals of rupees 5 crores or more. At this level, various aspects of the proposal, such as the technical, financial, economic, managerial, as well as the profitability, etc., is getting evaluated by these entities, five entities, what we have named. The finance ministry has to raise the funds for various schemes, and the civil expenditure division and the Bureau of PIB or public enterprises, the Department of Expenditure under the Ministry of Finance, are engaged in scrutinizing the proposal for public enterprises. Unless the clearance is given by the Department of Expenditure, the administrative ministry cannot incur any expenditure. This is the hurdle. So, the Director General of Technical Development offers the technical advice to the administrative ministries. And in case of the foreign collaboration, Foreign Exchange Board is also approached. The approval for Parliament is also required for major investment decisions. Budget by public sector undertaking. How the budgeting is happened in public sector undertaking. So there is a definite system. Proper system is established. Proper budgeting system followed by ad hoc public sector undertaking. They prepare the budget like a revenue budget, capital expenditure budget, as well as cash budget. There are different types of budgets are getting evaluated or formulated at the public sector enterprises. The revenue budget is projected, the profit and loss account for the current year and the next year. It is based on the production estimate, sales forecast, and so many other factors. Whereas the capital expenditure budget is prepared for forecast of the future capital expenditure decisions. The expansion, diversification plans are followed for the future period. Cash budget takes into account for the expenses and income which are shown in the revenue budget. The budget of the concerns is firstly approved by the board of directors, and then it is sent to the administrative ministry, Bureau of Public Enterprises, and Planning Commission. There is no budgetary control system in place for, or it is followed by the public sector undertaking. Proper budgetary control system ensures the implementation of the budgets. So, the deviation from the budget is promptly reported, if any, to the top management. And to ensure the efficiency, there should be a systematic budgetary and control system in public enterprises. Pricing. How the pricing of the product is determined under the public sector enterprises. This is also one of the crucial issues for fixing the price. The product which are manufactured by the public sector enterprises has always remained a problem area. Why it is a problem area? Because these units are not earning the adequate profit and have not created the surplus expansion. Therefore, there has always been a controversy about the fixing the price. Should this be enterprises can earn the profit like the units which are functioning under the private sector? According to me, it is not. And should their price be structured, adhere to the utility concept? No. In public sector enterprises, there has been an administrator pricing, and the price is fixed by administration and not by the market forces, where in private sector, market forces are taking a very positive role for determining the demand of the product as well as the pricing and supply also. The price fixation should have some objective and the principles. If the prices are not fixed rationally, then they causes either profit or loss. If the pricing are higher than the increased profits, will conceal the inefficiency of the unit. On the other hand, if the prices are lower than lower, then there may be a losses and inefficient unit that will be penalized. So reverse is the trend. When in private sector, when it is priced properly and it is fetching the profit, the unit manufacturing it is getting appreciated. Whereas where it is low, then in that case it is getting penalized. Reverse is the situation here in case of public sector enterprises. Low prices will not allow the units to create the surplus, which are must for the further financing or expansion and under the diversification. Public utility approach, that is no profit, no loss, is also concept which is adopted at the time of giving the pricing or fixing the pricing. It is ensured that the public sector, the publics are getting benefited even though the price of the product is not matched to its manufacturing cost also. And that's the reason most of the public sector undertakings are not earning the profit because of giving more concessions to the public. Guidelines for public sector undertaking. Following guidelines for fixing the prices by public sector enterprises are taken into consideration. What are those guidelines? One, public enterprises in the industrial and manufacturing area should aim at earning the surplus so that they are able to generate the funds for the capital development. This is the first one. Second principle is the notional price and the income policy for the private sector should be kept in mind while fixing the price. Third, in case of the public utility, the services objective is to create more output rather than the rate of return on the investment. So more the production, even if you do not generate any profit, that is acceptable. That is what the basic principle is. And PE should be ensure that their full capacity is utilized. Profitability and efficiency of the public sector undertaking. This is the biggest question mark. Profitability and efficiency are related to each other. The normal yardstick for efficiency is the profitability. If the concern is earning the profit, then we call it as a profitable. And on the other hand, if there are no profits, then it will be considered as inefficient. This yardstick cannot be applied in case of public enterprises. The main aim of the public enterprises is to serve a social cause and not the profitability. So the profitability comes next. Moreover, these enterprises are providing a basic infrastructure for the development of the industry. So the efficiency of the public enterprises should be judged in this context also. Profit is the surplus over cost. In private sector, the main aim is to maximize the profit. In public enterprises, in India, it should also earn the profit because they get the certain benefits as compared to the units which are in the developed countries. The labor cost, which is an important element for the cost, and it is very low in India because of the abundant supply of skilled and non-skilled laborers. The government provides the concessional funds to these undertaking, which should also reduce its cost. Even in the marketing, the products of these units are given preferences by government departments, and there is an urgent need for the generation of sufficient funds, not only for their expansion and diversification, but also spare the funds for plan expenditure of the government. Now let us understand the reasons for the low profitability, why there is a low profit earning by public sector entrepreneurs. The main reason for the bad performance of central public sector undertaking units are, number one, initial heavy cost at the time of plan and implementation stage, longer gestation period of the public sector units, large unutilized capacity, heavy social cost, low priced product, high expenses ratio, and the losses are also due to inefficiency of management. Role of financial advisor in the public sector undertaking. Here it has a critical, financial advisor has a critical role to play. Here the person who generally belongs to All India Accounting Services and nominated in the same way as the chief executive, the board of directors having no say in this appointment of this tenure. The role of financial advisor has been a matter of controversy, and he considered himself as an outsider and not a part of the system. On the recommendation of the study team, the power to appoint the financial advisor now rests with a board of directors under public sector enterprises. He works as an advisor to the chief executive, and he advises on all the financial matters of the enterprises. He heads the Department of Finance, financial concerns, and the payment of the bills and accounting thereof, sales, recommendations, sales and the commercial activities, cost accounting, cost control, and the management accounting. These are some of the functions, including budgeting and the budgetary control, tax planning, as well as trustee and provident fund, gratuity fund, etc., that also he can give the advices for it. Internal checking and internal audit, as well as the type of function which is performed by the financial advisor, is very important, and the success and failure of the organization is linked to the performance of these functions. Proper care is required to take while appointment of financial advisor by government. Public enterprises policy in public sector undertaking. There is a consensus that the government should not operating the commercial enterprises. But is it possible in the democratic country like India? No. The reason for this includes the scarcity of the public resources, inefficient and the loss making operations of the existing public sector enterprises. And accordingly, as a part of the liberalization process, the government has started reform in public sector enterprises also. The main element of the government policy towards the public sector undertaking consists of bring down the government equity in all non-strategic PSUs to the extent of 26%, restrictive and revive the potentially viable public sector units undertakings, close down the public sector undertaking which cannot be revived, and fully protect the interest of workers. The policy disinvestment specifically aimed at modernization, upgradation of the public sector enterprises, creation of new assets, generation of employment, retiring of the public debt, to ensure that disinvestment does not result into alteration or alienation of national assets, which through the progress of disinvestment remain where they are. It will also ensure that disinvestment does not result into private monopolies. Setting up of disinvestment process fund, formulating the guidelines for the disinvestment of the natural assets companies, then preparing a paper on the feasibility of the modalities of setting up of the asset management company to hold and manage and dispose of the residual holding of the government in the companies which are the government equity, which are the government equity has been disinvested and the strategic partner. Government is taking the following specific decisions, such as to disinvest through a sale of shares of the public in Bharat Petroleum Corporation, then to disinvest the Hindustan Petroleum Corporation through the strategic scale, to allot both the cases of BPCL and HPCL to the specific percentage of the shares to the employees of the two companies at the concessional price also. These are some of the steps taken by the government. Problems of the financial management in public sector undertaking. What are those? Some of the problems of the financial management, as you all aware of it, that the understanding is the basic issue in respect of various issues such as lack of proper planning. Public sector undertaking spends too heavily on the construction as well as designing. It is primarily because there is a lack of proper planning. This lack of proper planning results into heavy drainages of the funds, and thus there is serious financial problem to wake. Another issue is unfavorable input-output ratio. Public sector undertakings are heavily overcapitalized, with the result that there is unfavorable input-output ratio. Inadequate planning, inordinate delay in decision-making, construction are the causes of overcapitalization. Third issue is the cost of capital. At present, the public sector undertaking cost of the capital does not include the cost of raising the capital of different types, and this cost is not reckoned to the market price. Under the circumstances, this results in underestimating the cost of capital. What is the effect of it? The effect of it is, it leads to non-realistic fixing of the prices and underestimating the market trend. Even it becomes difficult for the estimation of the extent of the profits and losses as well. Another aspect is a problem of pricing. Another problem of the public sector undertaking is that fixing the prices of the goods produced. As we all know that unless the pricing policy is sound, even good concern cannot run into the losses. The public sector undertaking in India are facing the serious financial problems as they are not following the uniform pricing policy. The fifth area of the problem is the problem of surpluses. In the financial fields, another problem that is declared as a surplus. From the surplus, we mean that resources are available as surplus after deducting the working expenses, normal replacements, interest payments, and dividends. But again, in the public sector undertaking, it has not been found possible to devise a policy of declaring the surpluses. Impact, no clear-cut principles in this regard and have been laid down by the government for guidance of the public sector undertaking. Another problem is of raising the loan. All public sector undertakings run with a finance of the government. Now this has into turn into the raised many problems. Sometimes government may feel difficult to finance the public sector undertakings. Such a cases, if the undertaking is depending on the capital market, they are bound to disturb their financial structure of the market. Another problem is of budgeting. What happens in budgeting? It is seen that the most of the public sector undertaking have no serious budgeting system. What happens then? The budgets are of course prepared, but these are primarily with the hue to obtain the funds from the government. And the budget estimates are kept very high, providing for the margin for the cuts, and when cuts are not made to the extent to which these have been incorporated, the estimated budgets the whole exercise becomes unrealistic. And that is the reason why usually there is a wide difference between estimated budgets and actual expenditure. Not only this, but there is another problem, namely that the public sector undertaking in India expenditure is not linked with performance and the targets which are achieved by it. Another problem is delegation of authority. Who is to sanction what? And what is the power? In public sector, it is seen that usually there is no delegation of authority in the public sector undertaking, with result that the prior concurrence of the competent authority is to be obtained for incurring some expenditure. Result of it is overloading of the person with a work, and in the wake of he can commit many mistakes as well. It's a universal principle. Another problem that is faced is internal audit. Accounts of every public sector undertaking are regularly audited. The main purpose of which such an audit is that main financial irregularities are brought to light so that these are not committed again and again. But in the field of finance, internal auditors create many problems. Instead of smoothening everything, they try to create the complications and bundles in many cases in internal audit proves more difficult to crack than the external or outside audit that can crack than the external or outside audit which is done by the statutory authorities. Another reason is role and responsibilities of the financial advisor. Whether it is a public or private sector, most desirable that the finances should be properly checked and the controlled. The another problem in the public sector undertaking is such as an officer is said to be a responsible for creating the many problems. He does not consider himself as a part of the whole system or management, and he feels that his sole responsibility is to observe the financial rules without caring for the difficulties which their observance will create. He does not feel himself as a part of the whole system, but thinks himself outside the system, which is bound to result in many serious problems and the complications. Problem with the inventory holding. In all public sector undertaking, inventory holding is a very much on higher side. And it has been estimated that the whole in the public sector undertaking, inventory holding is far higher than even the working capital. In some undertaking, inventory is even more than 2 years. And that results into crores of rupees that are held up for nothing. And such an inventory obviously influences the adversely capital output ratio. Another problem is problem of calling the report. One more problem which public sector undertaking is quite often faced is that submitting the reports to the administrative ministry. Then each ministry calls for too many reports, and both from the financial as well as the administrative management. Attention of the financial management is diverted to these statements, and this becomes irritating because administrative machinery does not use the reports for which they are called for. Another problem is problem of performance. Whether if financial management is working successfully or not, that should link with its performance. Similarly, the financial management should also be judged by the economies which it has affected without prejudicing the efficiency or hostilities of the workers. But again, the financial management is faced with many problems. It is, of course, criticized everywhere, but so far there are no means and methods on which performance can be tested. Disinvestment policy of the government. This is also one of the impediments why the public sector is not performing. As a part of the privatization, the government has been following that the policy disinvestment where the public sector undertaking is slowly becoming the private. In fact, ministry is there to look after the disinvestments in the public sector, and if this trend continues, except few, many public sector undertakings may become a private in the days to come, and new problems may be creep in such organization. With this, I have completed the last chapter of your syllabus book, Financial Management. If you review it, right from the first chapter to the 26th chapter, you will appreciate that most of the functions which are required to take by the financial manager and the decision at what level it is required to be taken has been covered in your text. And the same I have tried to explain you in the manner in which you have listened. At the end of my presentation, I am concluding my presentation on this recording, saying thanks to Wellingkar Institute of Management and Research for giving me an opportunity to write the academic book on decision making in financial management part 2 and the subsequent deliberation which has been asked me to deliver it to you, which I have presented right from the chapter 1 to chapter 26. Hope you like it, and thank you very much.